This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is Letting God Mold Me.
We've been talking about the spiritual benefits of the Christian life, and in particular dealing with making it through hard times. All of us as Christians are going to have to deal with hard times. Amen?
Amen.
And I said this is such an appropriate day because we've been talking about Romans 8:28, which says that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those who are the called according to his purpose. You know, this has been such an interesting day. In fact, this has been an interesting weekend for Priscilla and me. I was over here at the church yesterday, and Priscilla called, and she said, there's a groundhog in the basement. Now, in order to really get the full force of this, you have to know about Priscilla. She hates critters. She hates them. And she opened the door to the basement, and there was a groundhog sitting there on the landing. She said, just like he owned the place. And I haven't figured out yet how he got in. You know, so I got him all bottled up and everything. But, you know, we could hear him moving around down in the vent in the house. He's still there. Hey, man. I hope he had a good night rest, you know. And then I got here this morning. And of course, we're shorthanded today because we got so many people who are away for the holiday. And there were some things that I had to get done, and I need to get done on the computer. And I came in and started trying to get the computer working. It didn't work. You know, tried to print out some things, and they wouldn't print. Had to reboot the computer. The printer didn't want to work. It's just been that kind of morning. And what time is it? It's only about 10:30, amen? But guess what? All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Now, I will be honest with you. I have no idea how God is going to turn that groundhog to good. Amen? I mean, if we ate groundhog steaks, I could understand it. But I don't know how he's going to turn it to good. But guess what? I have the confidence that he will. Amen? And the little things that have happened today, you know, that kind of pushed me a little bit, trying to get ready before you all got here at 10, because we always start on time. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And so, you know, all of those little things, guess what? God is going to use that stuff. In fact, he is using that stuff for good. That's what the scripture tells us. Whatever it is that we go through in life, whatever it is that we deal with in life, God is going to use it for good, or he won't allow it to come into our lives. You see, what the scripture is telling us is that God filters everything that comes into our lives. If it's not something that he can turn to our good, he won't allow it. So whatever the situation is, any of you have situations where people just seem like they're deliberately trying to get on your case? Amen? Mm-hmm. Guess what? If God allowed that situation to happen in your life, he did it for a purpose. Amen? We found out that sometimes it's not what other people are doing. In fact, probably most of the time, the situations that we find ourselves in, guess what? We did it to ourselves. But still, God allows it for a purpose. Sometimes, as we have discovered, it's not even because of something we did or somebody else did. It's simply because we live in a universe that has been corrupted by sin. And because of that corruption by sin, things happen that are not according to God's perfect will, but he still allows them because he has a purpose. Well, let's find out today what God's purpose is. Look again at Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, what we've really been focusing on the last couple of weeks is the first part of that verse. We know that all things work together for good to those who loved God, to those who are believers, those who are the children of God. That's really what we've been talking about. I gave an example last week of a man named Domingo Pacheco, who was headed for a flight out of Miami Airport. And on the way, his car had a flat tire. And he ended up missing his flight. And if you'll recall the story, while he was there on the side of the road, upset and frustrated and angry at the delay because he had to change his flat tire, his mother called him on his cell phone and said, "Turn on the radio. The flight he was supposed to be on had crashed into the Everglades." And we looked at that last week and we saw that as an example of how God brings good out of what at the time seems to us to be evil. But saying all that, we need to be careful about something. You see, that seems to give the impression that what God is really concerned about is making sure that our circumstances will always work out to what we consider to be good. I know Domingo was thankful when he found out that God had kept him off of that plane. Amen? But you see, that was dealing with his circumstances. What we have found out in this series of messages is that God is not primarily interested in making sure we always have comfortable circumstances. No, what we found out is this: God will use your circumstances to change you before he will change your circumstances. See, God is more interested in who we are and who he makes us to become than he is in us having circumstances that we like. You know, the Bible always has to be interpreted in context. Many times when we quote Romans 8:28, we just quote that verse. But look at the context. Romans 8:28 has to be understood in the context of verses 29 and 30. Let's read those. Romans 8:28 through 30. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." Now catch it. You can't understand Romans 8:28 except in the context of verses 29 and 30. Yes, God does work together for good to those who love him. Amen? He works all things together for their good. But to what purpose? I want you to look at some words here that we see in those verses. In verse 29, it says, "For whom he foreknew." How many of you know that God knew you before you were ever born? Amen. Amen? Go over to Jeremiah chapter 1. Look at verse 5. Jeremiah 1:5. Look at Jeremiah's testimony. Jeremiah 1:5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Do you catch it? Before you were ever formed in the womb, God knew you. He knew your name. He knew what you were going to look like. Now, I said in the beginning, you know, turn around and look for somebody ugly. We don't have any ugly people here. Amen. Amen? Amen. Why? You are beautiful. Why? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Made in the image of God. And whatever your particular features are, God crafted them because he knew eons ago what he had appointed for your life. And therefore, God had you in mind from the beginning of time. Isn't that great? God had you individually you, not everybody else, not everybody in the world, but you. God knew you from the very beginning, and he had a plan and a purpose for your life. Look at the second word. Back to Romans 8, 28 and 29 and 30. Keep your finger there. We'll be coming back all the time. Verse 29 again, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined. You see, God knew you, and he had a plan for you, a destiny for you to fulfill. God not only knew you before the foundation of the world, he put a plan in place for your life for that you are to fulfill in your life. He gave you a destiny. Understand, you are not an accident. Amen? I mean, can we have a quick biology lesson here? All right. When your mother and your father came together, there were billions of possibilities. If I can just be a little bit graphic for a moment, the particular sperm that made it first to that egg, what if it had been another one? You would be a different person. You wouldn't even be you. Amen? Guess what? It was no accident that the one that made it is the one that made it. God had you in mind the whole time. And as we're going to see, he arranged the circumstances of the universe to bring you forth to fulfill your destiny. Man, isn't that something? You are no accident. God foreknew you and he predestined you. And the first step of that destiny is that you would become part of the family of God. Look at the third word. Back in Romans chapter 8, in verse 30. Moreover, those he predestined, these he also called. What are you doing here today? How come you're not out in a bar someplace, home in bed, watching TV? How come you're here? I'll tell you why. Because somewhere along the line, somebody gave you a word from God. Amen? Somewhere along the line, somebody told you Jesus saves. Somewhere along the line, somebody told you that you could have a better life in Jesus Christ than you could have out there on your own. And you know what was happening when that person spoke to you those words, whatever those words were? That wasn't just that person. That was the Spirit of God speaking through them. The Spirit of God was speaking to that person, to you. And praise God, you heard. Hallelujah. Praise God, you heard and you responded. I spoke to a young man the other week, and we talked about the things of God, and he seemed to really be hearing the call of the Holy Spirit. But guess what? He decided, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. And so what did he do? He turned a deaf ear to the call of God. Understand, God was calling. Amen? God was calling him. But what does the scripture say? Many are called, but few are chosen. And we get to determine whether or not our destiny will be fulfilled. God has called us to a magnificent destiny in him, but we have the choice to make. Are we going to see that destiny fulfilled in our lives or not? God will not force us to fulfill the destiny that he's called us to, but the Holy Spirit is there calling, come on. I've got something good for you. In fact, what I've got for you is the abundant life, the best life that you could possibly have. And all you got to do is come and commit yourself to Jesus. Fully commit yourself, and that destiny will be fulfilled. Amen. In verse 29 again, those he called, he also justified. Praise God. He not only called us, but when we accepted the call, he justified us. You know what that word justified means? It means to be declared righteous. How many sinners do we have here today? Dirty, low-down sinners. You have sinned. In fact, just look back. How many of you sinned this past week? Let me just see. Okay, those of you who didn't raise your hand, you got your sin quota for today because you just lied. Amen. All right. But catch it. I asked how many sinners we have here today. If you are in Jesus Christ, that is not who you are. Oh, yes, you've committed some sins. Amen? I've committed some sins. I know that's hard to believe, but I've committed some sins. Praise God. But understand this. In the sight of God, I am no longer a sinner. Why? I have been justified. I have been declared righteous because of my own goodness. No. Why? The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has cleansed me. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, I can walk with my head up. I don't care about my past. Nobody else can bring my past up and throw it in my face. I have been declared righteous in the sight of God. And if God says I'm righteous, who are you to say I'm not? Hallelujah. We have been justified. Praise God. And then look at the last word. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. Hallelujah, catch it. From the beginning of time, God had a process and a plan in place for us that started with him seeing us before the foundation of the world and giving us a destiny. Having the Holy Spirit speak through somebody to call us and then to justify us so that we would be saved and be declared righteous by the blood of Jesus. And the whole end point of that is we will be glorified. Amen. Praise God. You know what that word glory speaks of? It speaks of light, a shining light. You've heard of the Shekinah glory of God? That's what it speaks about. The light that's so bright that you couldn't open your eyes. It's so bright. The brightness and the purity of God. Guess what? He says he's going to glorify us. A few weeks ago, we were in our discipleship class and Galen brought something up. He said he had heard that our glory is a reflected glory. And that's what it is. You look up in the sky, you got two lights. You got the sun and the moon. Amen. Where does light come from in our solar system? The sun. And the moon is there at night shining bright, but where does it get its light? From the sun. Amen? Guess what? We get our light from the sun. Hallelujah. Not the S-U-N, the S-O-N. From the Son of God. And in that light, we shine forth brightly. We are the glory of God. Isn't that something? He says we are to be glorified. Now let me tell you where we are. The whole point of going through that is so that we see God's process for our lives. We are someplace between being justified and being glorified. That's where we are right now. If you are in Jesus Christ, you have been justified. Amen? Let me tell you something. None of us have been fully glorified yet. Amen? Not yet. Not yet. I know you can look at my shining face. You can see the shine. That's sweat. Amen. That's not the reflected glory of Jesus you see on my face. Because we are not fully glorified yet. We are in that process. You know when we will be fully glorified? When we look like Jesus. Amen. When we look like Jesus. In other words, what is God's purpose? What is God's plan for us? He wants us to look like his son. He wants us to look like his son. Go back and look at Romans 8:29 again. In fact, let me read 28 and 29 together. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to what end? That we would be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That is God's primary purpose for your life, that you will be conformed to the image of Jesus. You will look like him. Go over to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. Let me show you the scriptural basis for something I said to you a few minutes ago. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. Ephesians 1, 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. What is God's purpose? That we would be conformed, what? to the image of Christ. And in order to accomplish that, look at what he says. We are predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Catch it. God has arranged everything in this universe in order to conduct you on your way to becoming like Jesus. Isn't that what he says? He arranges everything according to the counsel of his will. God has arranged not only the circumstances of your life, but in fact the whole world in order that you might become like Jesus. Man, that's deep. Think about it for a moment. How many of you were born in the 1920s? Any of you in the 1920s? Okay, 1930s? All right. 1940s? All right. 50s? All righty. 60s? Let's see. Okay. 70s? All right. We're getting the spring chickens here. 80s? Devin, all right. Amen. 90s? Okay. I don't think we have any aughts here this morning. Amen. Don't have any aughts here this morning. Now think about this. Whatever decade you were born in, why weren't you born 100 years earlier? You ever thought about that? Why were you born when you were born instead of 100 years earlier or 100 years later? Let me tell you why. Because God had set up his universe to be ready for you when you came. Amen? God set the universe up to be ready for you when you came. You have a slot reserved. If you were born in 1945, there was a slot with your name on it before the foundation of the earth. 1945, that's the proper time for you to be born in order for circumstances to work out in your life so that one day you'd be here at Covenant Community Church and find out that God wants you to be like Jesus. See, God has arranged everything in this world according to his purpose, which is that you would be conformed to the image of his son, and he has arranged the whole universe to bring that about. Understand something. That is God's absolute priority for your life. He is more concerned about that in your life than about anything else. A couple of weeks ago, week before last, I was watching the Penn State game. Larry Johnson finally got more than 2,000 yards for the season. Remember that? Any of you follow Penn State? Don't seem like there are too many Penn State fans here. All right, amen. All right. But I noticed something that they said during the game. You know, this was Larry Johnson's season. He finally got to get the ball and to run, and he made the most of it. But prior to this, he was getting frustrated. Because he was saying, you know, Paterno's getting kind of old. You know, and this offense he's got is predictable. And he wasn't just thinking that stuff, he was saying it. He was making those comments. And it got back to the coaches. Now, some of you may know that his father is on the coaching staff at Penn State. And what they said on the broadcast was, when that got back that he had been publicly criticizing the head coach, Joe Paterno, his father said, suspend the kid. Now think about it. He's here now on the brink of having the best season that he's ever had, the best season maybe that any Penn State running back has had, pro career on the horizon, and his dad says, suspend him. Why in the world would his dad do that? Because his father was more concerned about his character than about his pro career. You see, his father was more concerned that he become the kind of man that he should be than that he acquire a particular amount of money or fame or anything else. That's a good father, amen? How many of you know God's a good father? Amen? See, God is more concerned about what's inside of us than he is concerned about giving us the circumstances that we want to have. And let me tell you something. If you are a person who develops godly character, you will have the abundant life, whatever your circumstances are. Go over to Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Philippians 4, 11 through 13. Look at this. God is concerned first about godly character, because once godly character is in place, your circumstances cannot hold you back. Look at what Paul says. Look at what his testimony is. Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, this is another one of those context things, isn't it? Don't we love to quote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Hallelujah. We love to quote that, don't we? Praise God for that. But look at the context. Paul is saying, I can be happy, I can be joyful, I can be fulfilled when I've got it all. Praise God. And when I don't have anything. What's he saying? He's not saying, catch it. He's not saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I can go out and get everything I want through Christ who will strengthen me. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, whether I'm up, according to worldly terms, or whether I'm down, I can handle it in Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Amen? See, that's what he's saying. When you have godly character, you can have abundant life no matter what your circumstances are. How many of you were born rich? Let me just see. I want to know what to look for in the tithes today. How many of you were born rich? Catch it. I grew up in the projects. Amen?
Amen?
I grew up in the projects. But you know what I had? I had a godly mother. I had a godly mother. I had a mother who was living for Jesus. Amen? And so I grew up in the projects, and guess what? I guess we were poor. I didn't know it. Amen? Amen? We didn't have everything that I would have wanted to have. And I'll be honest with you, there were some times when I would look at some of the other kids at school that lived in actual houses and kind of envy them a little bit. But then I looked around at what I had. I had a good childhood, praise God. See, my circumstances did not control my life. When you have godliness going for you, godly character, God can work in your circumstances to make you an overcomer over any circumstance that you have to face. That's why God is more concerned about your character than he is concerned about your circumstances.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity, so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.